This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to Rad Rolls, a Fallout tabletop podcast.
Let's go!
Hello and welcome to Rad Rolls. We find our crew being attacked by a robotic bear in the Big Rock Candy Mountain, trying to save Flinwig the Enchanter. Flinwig the Enchanter has come on the intercom and let them know that there is a malfunction in the facility that they're trying to deal with. He's trying to essentially escape. Something has gone terribly wrong. And as you entered the facility, it's kind of like a large stage room. So there's no chairs in here or anything. It's kind of open floor with a small stage. On the small stage was a bear that was a robot that was playing a small banjo. The banjo kind of broke apart and it's kind of like glued onto this robot's arms. It's not like something that he's wielding or anything. It's kind of just like broke apart as the robot's bear started to lunge at you. But behind that robot, there are four robotic deer as well that are not moving. They're not doing anything. They're just standing there. They look unaffected by the situation. But this fearsome bear is attacking you in this room. There's no like clear means of escape right now. There's no door to leave. Everything's sealed behind you. And it's kind of like almost like a cave, like a bear den, you would say, with a small wooden stage that it is leaping off of. And so he has leaped into your area. And for the first turn, he does have the highest initiative. So we'll be going into combat. It will start with the robot bear. Then it will be Frankie, then Punchy, then Abel, then Hazel. So we will start with the bear's attack. The bear, the sweet young bear that is trying to maul one of you, is going to try to attack. I think the bear is going to go for Hazel. Just as a DM, I don't go for Hazel very often, so the bear knows this. And it's going to try to bite.
You know what? This is eventually the Goldilocks principle was going to bite me in the ass. That's right. That's all there is to it.
I'd like to cite the bear for insider trading.
The bear is doing some hey, it's got the AI. It's a robot. It's calculating odds. It's like out there in the matrix. It's figuring it all out.
You have the fewest scars.
Right.
One question.
Yes.
Just like my tail.
Did we have anything that was considered a rest since fighting the Rat King? Or are we all still kind of mangled up from that?
Did you used healing items, though, after that, right?
I don't remember. I'm asking.
You haven't had a rest because you were running.
For the listeners, it has been 2 months, so I actually do not remember.
It's been 2 months and some change. You did not rest after that because you were out running a tornado. Okay. You got railroaded to this carnival, and then you got off the railroad, and now you're just of your own devices.
All right, I'm going to leave the HP where it is then. We're fine.
All right, cool. We're chilling. I wonder how I scaled this combat encounter. We will find out. Hazel? Ooh, yeah. Doggy.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, doggy.
Put those away.
I will take a luck point for that. Goodness. Me, oh my. And that's a bite. And it will be at your right arm. And your right arm will take... Your right arm will take 12 physical damage.
What the hell? Can I soak one of them? Because I have my coat.
It's yeah, piercing. Do you have DR on there?
Yes, I do.
How much DR do you have?
One.
It gets through
okay,
all
yeah,
of it.
This, it gets through all of it. It.
Okay.
Okay, I I have 3 health points left.
Cool. Good thing the deers aren't activated right now. Anyways, it's Frankie's turn.
Hi.
I want to interject that since combat started, I did spend a luck point to get Mysterious Stranger on the board.
Okay, yeah. The Mysterious Stranger's on the board. Let me just throw him on the board real quick. That way, I'm going to put him with you just so I remember that you got a friend.
Yep.
And I'm the one that uses Mysterious Stranger, right? You can.
Yes, it is at your discretion, but yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'll move to mid range and then take an attack.
All right. Put you in mid range.
Okay.
Oh, and there is no long range in this room, by the way. You will not be able to do long range because it's just a cave.
Yeah. For reference, we have 7 action points in the pool at the moment.
Yeah, but you forget that I just roll 4 for free. So
okay, well,
roll 2 and then can re-roll up to 2 times. So I'm going to roll.
Just throwing 4, that out there.
Roll 4, take the highest 2.
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ! All right, I mean, I'll take the 1 and the 2. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So that'll be 4 successes. I needed 2, or no? I'm at long range. All right, so I just needed 1. Well, I guess depending on whatever its defense is. So I think that's 3 AP for the
pool. Defense is 1, by the way. This is not a defense 2 creature.
So
defense was 1.
It's going to hit its torso. Is this considered an animal?
No. This is considered a robot.
Oh, why won't it roll damage? Oh, okay. Let me go in the... Do this with him.
Or so.
That would be... 11 damage with piercing on 2 for the
chest
area.
Punch.
That's so. What you do is you drive a bullet so far into this bear that it drives a full hole in him. It like pierces through its body, and kind of like sucks back into himself. So much that you think that you crippled this bear's chest, but it seems unfazed by it.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on, it is now, let's see. It's now Punchy's turn.
Punchy. All right. We are in close range, correct?
Yes. You are currently in close range. He lunged at you. So.
All right, so I'm going to use my perk of awareness, which allows me to spot their weakness, and I can attack more efficiently. The next attack I make against that target gains the piercing plus 1 damage or improves the rating of any existing piercing damage effect by 1. I am then going to use my perk of Laser Commander, and I'm going to shoot... I'm going to shoot Mr. Bear in what I perceive to be his weakest point.
Okay, what you perceive to be his weakest point. So if you're trying to figure out where his weak points are, we're actually going to do kind of a separate rolling for this. All right.
Good. All right.
So if you could do a perception plus science for a difficulty 3, you have AP in the pool.
I use an AP point, team?
Yeah, we've got non-AP. Do you feel like you need 1 extra die or 2 extra dice?
My perception's pretty good. My science is not super great.
It's a difficulty 3, so you'll need 3 successes, by the way.
All right. May I have 2?
So you'll spend 3 AP, and that'll give you 2 bonus dice.
All right, let's do this. What the ever-loving crap.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, doggy. Yeah, you look, you do like a full on scan on this like robot bear, and it is just like beyond what your brain, your solitary brain can handle. And kind of with that, you're trying to make an attack too, right?
Yeah.
The original goal was to hit him in the weakest point. So go ahead and make an attack roll for me.
All right. That have a gun. Oh, all right. Two successes on the laser gun.
And go ahead and roll damage for me.
Does this give me an additional die?
I think Laser Commander, I think, does.
Yes, Laser Commander does give me additional die. Okay. One additional dice.
Yeah, with those two successes, you'll make a hit. For two damage, yeah. Unfortunately, you shoot directly at this bear. You notice that it hits one of the kind of like most metally parts of it and reflects back off of you, off of the bear, and you take two energy damage to your torso, actually. You look for the weakest spot. You could not find it, and it reflected back at you.
It turns out I'm the bear's
metallic skin.
You look for the weakest spot, and you found a mirror, and you saw yourself, and that was the weakest spot. No. Sorry, Pudgy.
All right. Abel, you are up next in the turn order.
All right, cool. Let's start by using a move action to aim. We'll use a major action to throw hands. I'm going to use a AP to give myself an additional D20. I'm going to go with the puncturing knuckles. I'm going to go ahead and spend a luck point to get rid of that 20. No, wait, I don't have to spend a luck point because I'm aiming. I get to reroll that strength unarmed. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 successes.
5 successes.
And I'm at close range, right? So that generates 4 AP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and spend 2 of those right now to do additional damage. Oh my God, please. So that's 4 damage, 2 of its piercing. That was so pathetic.
That was very anticlimactic.
You hit him.
I mean, you hit him in the, you didn't miss the body of it. You hit him, but you just kind of like dinged him. You essentially keyed his car.
Yeah. I rolled 9 dice. Wow.
Oh my okay. God.
All right. This thing's hitting like a truck though.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend a luck point to go before it in the turn order, just
okay
before you make a decision. If that influences your choice.
No, okay, so I'm going to spend some more AP since I generated it. So I'm going to spend 2 more AP to take another major action. I'm going to attack it again. I'm going to spend another AP to roll an additional D20. Now, the difficulty is going to be increased by 1. Because it's the second attack. So 4 successes. I was looking for 2 successes. So I restore 2 action points. I'm just going to roll regular damage this time around. And how's that even better? So that's 7 damage. And I think I rolled the other, my other set of knuckles. But that's good. So I gave him the old 1-2. So the bladed knuckles actually do persist him.
Yeah, where did you hit him? Or did you call that?
I didn't call my shot, so because I didn't want to increase the difficulty that much more.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just give him a random location here.
Thank you.
Yep, right leg. All right, great. Yeah, you gave him kind of like that 7 physical damage to his right leg. And it kind of like, as you punch it, it kind of like mangles the back leg. And so it's like a little bit mangled, but he's still using it. Like he can still move it. Yep. Or she, or it. Like it this robotic bear, like, is it a mama bear? Daddy bear?
Yeah.
What kind of
persistent, if one or more effects are rolled, the target suffers the weapon's damage again at the end of their next and subsequent turns for a number of rounds equal to the number of effects rolled, which would be three. So the target can spend a major action to make a test to stop persistent damage with difficulty equal to the number of effects rolled and the attribute plus skill chosen by the GM. Some persistent weapons may inflict a different type of damage, blah, 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 blah. So,
yeah, so it's got five like, on there.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I cut some wires. There might be some shorts in there or something that might be causing some servos to lock up. The pneumatics. Yeah. I don't know. This is your fantasy bear. You tell me what's spewing out. But yeah.
Yeah, this is not a death claw from the book. Unfortunately, the from the book rule. Ne'er again am I using the book. Because I got some readers in here looking at some text. Got some diligent readers, and no, this is a robot bear.
Okay, a bro bear, a ro
bear.
Yeah. So for those doing the accounting at home, that leaves us with 7 action points in the pool.
Cool stuff. Next up in the turn order is Hazel. Hazel, you're not doing so hot, I think.
No, I am in quite a bit of trouble right here. So. Random question, how high is the roof in here?
I like where this is going.
Is it a high ceiling or is it a
Yeah. I like the way I picture it is like this is like a cave mixed with like a small like wooden concert hall. So like think like picnic, like the ceiling is high, like there's rafters in the ceiling, but they're like wooden rafters. So I mean, I like that's what I'm picturing. I'm not picturing like a coliseum, but like enough to pit like probably 50 people in this like center area and a ceiling high enough to have good acoustics. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I might regret this. Famous last words. I'm gonna pull the ripcord on my balloon belt.
Okay.
And float up. It says I move one distance for a turn, and I increase my AP for protection. So I would float up out of range of this robear to medium range, and I would like to use my action to try and shoot him from up there.
Sure, yeah.
At medium range. Only downside, guys, is when the balloons, I can't stop it. When the balloons pop, I fall. So we'll see.
You'll be fine.
It'll go well.
You'll be fine.
So you can move to long range, and then after long range, it will pop.
Okay, fair enough.
Would you like
that's
the next turn? You'll be in long range, and the turn after that, you will have popped.
Yeah, well, I'm probably going to take quite a bit of damage when I fall, but. I would prefer not to take another hit from this thing, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so, is anybody else almost dead also?
No.
Like, is anybody at risk of dying this turn?
No, but I took a hardcore hit there. If I draw aggro, but you know, this bear with its AI, it's hard to tell what it might do.
I'm just thinking, Hazel's safe now.
Well,
so I'm just going to let it do
its intact. Safe is a relative term.
Yeah,
I can take a hit.
I do still want to shoot at him if I can. With a jump.
Aren't you stunned?
Would you? No, would
I'm not stunned.
No. It rolled stun on you.
Oh, then I am stunned. So I'm just floating.
Okay.
Does that mean I can't? So instead of attacking, can I heal myself, or am I just floating?
You can spend a. P. You can spend one AP for a minor and two AP for a major.
Yeah, so you spent a minor to do the bell. So that would be one AP, and then you can spend two AP to do a major.
Can I borrow some AP?
I think you're good. Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
You're not looking good, so like
do yeah, it. No, yeah, no, no. So I'm gonna stimpack myself. That is a major, not a minor.
Just using a stim pack is a minor, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So that's just the second minor.
Yeah, so you take two minor actions.
Yeah, yeah. It's sorry, guys. I'm not going to be a lot of help here.
It is all good.
Okay. Stimpak myself. Push the button, Heather. It's in here somewhere.
That's all right. Okay. So while you're stimpacking yourself, it is the robot bear's turn.
Cool. Does it watch the podcast or
any objections? It seems like
let's see what happens. I mean, Hazel's not going to die. I think I could take a hit.
I have a new least favorite creature.
Famous last words. I can take a hit.
The beings that are close in proximity to the bear are a really strange looking robot and just a man. And over the course of this bear's lifetime, many years before, he's seen just a man. But he hasn't seen, like, the super strange robot. It's kind of like, you know, when you're looking at... It's like a Deus Ex Machina kind of situation, you know? That's my AI logic and reasoning, which is why he's going to try to attack Punchy.
Fair enough.
Oh, and before he does that... Well, I'm forgetting a whole thing. The lights turn on in this arena, and a number of different green and red lights are kind of like shining back and forth up on the stage. They're shining around. There's like the like curtains or whatever are dancing a little bit. There's some things that are rocking to a certain motion, like some cups that are like staged on the wall. There's like, you know, the little tables like that are kind of set up where people would sit. But the deer behind that and are kind of like turning their heads back and forth a little bit. And there's just some dancing going on. And with that dancing happening, the robot bear is going to try to attack Punchy.
Thanks, I hate it.
He's going to try to bite him. We'll see. Does
son of a bitch.
One success. Yeah, with that, he does bite you, and you will take. That's not that bad. 5 physical damage. 4. That's piercing, and it does stun you though. You are stunned.
All right.
Electric jaws, baby. Ooh, shocking, as they say, in the electric slide. And that ends the old bear's turn. Next up in the turn order is Frankie.
I'd like to shoot it.
Okay. Sounds good. Do it. You won't.
Do what?
You won't.
I think I will, actually. I think I will.
Yep. 2 successes as a hit.
2 successors. Yeah, I don't need to do anything.
Nice, yeah. 9 physical damage.
2 piercing.
2 piercing, yeah, yeah.
And it's
you didn't call torso. Your shot, did you? And it's torso?
He always does torso.
Well, unless I specifically say something else, it's pretty much always torso.
Right back on that torso. Yeah, you tear... Do that. Cool. You tear another shot into it, and you can see like its eyes are like kind of like they're that kind of like plasticky, like they have the blinking eye like mechanics, and those have like stopped, like the blinking eye mechanics, and they've just gone all the way back up at its head, so it kind of looks like, but its eyes almost look blood, like if they were bloodshot they would be, and it is not very happy about taking another bullet to the chest, and it's kind of almost like raged up. It's a little mad. Like, you mad, bro?
15 hours into a double shift and the 5-hour energy isn't doing anything.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's happening. Punchy, you are next in the turn order.
Ooh, okay. I'm stunned. It's 1 action point to unstun and take a minor?
So, yeah, basically, the way stun works is you lose your actions, but you can still use AP to take an action, so you can use 1 AP for a minor, 2 for a major. Okay. We currently have 6.
And Abel, are you the AP like generator? Like,
I make the AP needle move both directions pretty rapidly.
I risk high reward. Yeah, if it's our other buddy, I would like to use a AP. To do a minor to just disengage and move back into medium range.
And so it is. And so you shall. You robo brain, you robo bear, robo brain. What if it was robo arm? What if it was just all robot but an arm? You know?
Oops, all robo arm?
That's a snake.
Oops.
That's just robo snake.
Robo snake.
All right, Abel, you are able to take your turn, so feel free to...
Cute. I will use a move action to aim. I'll spend an AP to get an additional D20. I'm going to swing with my puncturing knuckles. I'm going to get two successes, which will generate an AP. I'm going to roll damage. That is 4 physical, but it is all piercing.
That will go through the DR, I'll tell you.
Cool. Great. I'm going to spend...
You seem like you're unhappy. You seem like you're not happy with it. You're just not happy with getting the 4 piercing damage.
I want more. I want more. All right. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spend 2 more action points to be able to take another major action. I am going to use Daring Nature to give... So I'm going to use Daring Nature, and I'm going to give the GM an action point. Okay?
Cool.
That gives me the additional D20 on this next swing. It also gives me permission to reroll. Holy cow. Okay. So I gave you an AP,
mm-hmm.
Dave, the GM.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got 5 successes.
Mm-hmm.
I generate 3 AP.
Mm-hmm.
I roll my damage again. That feels much better. That's 9 damage, 1 piercing.
That is more of a thing. Thing. Yeah.
That just felt better.
So I'm gonna count both these hits on the right arm just to make it easier for everybody. Okay. And it too looks mangled, but is still using it. This robot bear. And is that all you want to do?
I'm pretty sure it's about all I can do.
I like it.
And then our counting puts us at 6 action points.
Cool stuff. All right, Hazel, you are next. You are unstunned. And you, because it is your turn, automatically move to long range. You're now at long range. And you can take whatever. Take as you will.
Okay. Let's see. So as it turns out, I don't really have anything that would do any damage at long range except for something I can throw. So I'm going to try throwing my bolos. I'm going to try and wrap these things around the arm that is the least damaged to try and stop him from attacking anymore.
Okay. Sure.
So let me do this.
So you're at long range?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna.
And is that a medium or long range weapon? Your bolos.
So it's usually medium, but I do have a fantastic perk that lets me change it to long range.
I always try to remind myself because I know you have that. I just forget about it every time, which is why I ask.
Yep. I need to use 1 AP and use heave ho to give me long range, and then I am. I want to throw an extra dice in there too.
Sure.
So. So I don't see it, but I hear laughing. And
yeah, you got a 15, an 18, and a 20. That's 0 successes and a complication.
The extra D20 was a 20.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm not good with aerial bombardment. That's not my area of specialty. She says that she floats
out. Heck of a time to find that out, Hazel.
Well, she's just sitting there like her tail twitching as she balloon belt floats her towards the rafters.
I don't think Miss Greenglass is going to be aerial for much longer, though.
So,
no.
I will say that here's what has happened is you try to throw these bolos and they actually wrap around your hands and your legs because this is a balloon belt. So you're hoisted up by your waist. You're kind of like... hunked over on both ends, so you're kind of like tied up like a little turkey, and you're going to be stunned until these bolos are removed, and you cannot remove these bolos yourself. So that is the unfortunate complication when you're flying through the air throwing bolos wildly.
God bless Kentucky Fried Chicken. The hell, I may have a problem. Guys, I might have a problem.
It pops.
I'd like to think that too, since you were airborne and you were spinning the bolos, it was almost like a propeller. And it was just it just kind of like rotated you around a little bit.
All right. I have a half an idea for my next turn to keep me from falling, and it's not a very good half idea, but that's what I got for now.
It does pop this coming round, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to hit the raptors, and they're going to pop. I'm going to try, since I'm already tied up anyway, I'm going to try and lash myself either with a bolos or a rope to the rafter so that I don't just fall. I'd rather just hang there at this point than fall.
You'll have to spend an AP because you're stunned.
I will, and that is the only thing I'm going to be able to do my next turn.
Cool. At this point, all of a sudden, the deer's mouths start moving, and you hear song go, "And we're all a happy family down here in Big Rock Candy. Big Rock Candy is the place to be." And they start moving their heads back and forth, and we're going to start rolling attacks on everyone here. All of these deer begin shooting lasers out of their eyes. And so from, let's see.
I'm at long range.
That medium. From that, so this is just in turn order. So Frankie, that's for you. That's a hit for me. You're at medium range. It's a medium range weapon. Yeah, and that does two with one piercing to your right leg. Next up is Punchy. Punchy, you receive, at medium range, you'll receive a hit, and you will get lasered for three energy damage with two piercing. That's piercing two effect. Oh, I forgot that was on there.
Is that right? The first attack you rolled was for antlers.
Oh, it was antlers? Oh, dang. There's antlers and laser eyes. Spoiler alert.
It makes
alert.
You feel better. Even with the piercing, too, it didn't hurt me.
Well, that's good. All right. Next up, we've got...
Punchy, on the other hand.
Abel, you're up next. And that'll hit, but it'll have a complication. The complication... happens is it actually it's going to take half damage on this, whatever this roll is. Do you really take two damage to your torso? It's kind of like a weak laser that it fires off. And Hazel, you're at long range. I'm going to need two successes. It misses you at long range. And with that, the deer stops singing, but it is indeed the bear's turn. And the only one that is in good range of the bear is, I want to say Lonnie Haybear because that rhymes, but it's Abel, is in good range of the bear. That is a hit on the bear. And let's see what the damage rolls are.
Holy shit.
And that happens on your right leg. So that's nine physical damage.
But it's piercing. So
six piercing and stun.
Yeah, I mean, I take all that.
Cool. I'm reminded of a Michael Jackson song that says "Just Eat It," and I feel like that's what this bear did.
Boy, did I!
And with that, the actual lights that are like flashing back and forth, turn off, and the deer kind of stop moving their heads and go back to being still. And it is now Frankie's turn.
Guys, I think I'm gonna have to shoot it. So
don't let me.
I know that's shocking. Okay. So the two highest, I'll take the three and the six. So that's three successes. Generate.
That's four successes.
Four successes.
Wait, three and six. Yeah.
Yeah, three and six. I think
That's three successes. So you'll generate two off
bingo,
that.
Bingo. Walla walla bingo.
Dang.
Wow.
It's going to be, all that.
Yeah. All that to the torso.
Is it dead yet? Am I gonna have to shoot it again?
So tell me how you shot this this bear through its torso and killed it.
So we got like the two shots already.
Yeah, two big old
those did like a lot of damage, and the third one kind of formed a triangle with it. And you know, like TN's like Kikaho, and it makes like the goddamn like that happened to the center of the bear, and now it has a giant triangular hole where its components used to be.
Like it.
Nice. And the bear lays mangled upon the floor, dead, and you've successfully killed the bear.
I would like to use the luck point that I'm refunded because my guardian angel didn't show up.
That's right. Yeah, you didn't need, nobody was dead. Nobody was dead yet.
Yeah. So I'm refunded the luck point for my guardian angel, which I'm going to use to add something to the scene where the guardian angel shows up and catches Miss Greenglass and lowers her down to the floor.
Yeah.
And then pieces off very creepily.
All right. Let me rephrase that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So essentially, what happens is all of a sudden from the stage, a crashing sound is heard. And kind of this angel-like being swoops down and kind of Iron Man lands on this floor. Its wings flap about and knock over all of the deer. The deer are now facing the floor and they're just firing their laser eyes into the floor. Like they've been just like knocked over and they're just firing their laser eyes directly down into the floor. And with that, the angel sees you in the air and swoops up to you and takes your bolos and wraps them around and then picks off the bubbles out of your bubble belt, like picks them out like the little strings. He doesn't pop them. No, he picks them out and holds them in one hand and holds you in the other, kind of limp, and then sets you on the ground. And then flies back towards the stage and then holds the bubbles up in the air and then uses his wings and flies back into the air.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
So, did anybody else see that? That wasn't just me, right?
Punchy's dying.
I
think I'm hallucinating. I think I'm losing a lot of fluid here.
As high as I just was, seriously, tell me somebody else saw that.
Stuff like that happens around me.
Well, awesome. I am actually fairly badly hurt, but I'm alive, so what?
My leg stinked up too.
What the hell was that thing? And I'm going to go over. I'm going to do first aid on Abel's leg.
You worry about yourself, Miss Greenglass.
No. Let me get you're kind of our front row fighter. Let me see if I can do something about this.
I think it's intelligence plus medicine. And how hurt are you? What's your HP count out?
I'm at six.
Six for Hazel.
I'm at 8 of 18.
8 of 18, all right.
You're at one. Oh, my God.
Oh, that thing was dangerous. Holy crap.
You need different... we need different tech for you, though.
Yeah, maybe armor plating or something. So, first, I'm going to do... I'm going to do a first aid on... Able, since I already started that. Hold on.
Yeah, so what I'm going to ask for is you can heal. With first aid, I'm going to say that you can always heal a total of 6 HP. It takes time to do, but what you need to do is an intelligence plus medicine check. And then it's going to be a difficulty 2. If you get 1 success, it'll be at least 3 HP. So you can patch up 6 HP pretty easily, but you can only do it once per... You can... If they lose 6 HP, you could do it again, but you can't reiterate again and again and again. You know, get what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes. So I got 2 successes. I do have a perk that lets me re-roll 1 die, but it doesn't look like...
There's no reason to.
Right. So it's a full 6 HP on Abel, frontline fighter.
Yeah.
Do you want to do any more medicine on folks? Anybody want to do any more medicine?
So even though he's mostly robot, can I do some healing? Can I do some first aid on Punchy, or is that more of
Yes, you can try to repair him. That will be an intelligence plus repair check for a difficulty 2.
Okay. Well, worst case scenario, doesn't bear thinking about. Let's try that. It's 0 successes. I don't know how to fix you, Punchy.
Please stop. Please stop.
Could you roll a damage dice for me, Hazel? Just a damage dice. It's in the character sheet, top left-hand corner. Should be the little vault boy head.
Yep.
This is where the liver should be, but I don't see a liver.
Just
there's
one.
There's just brain juice everywhere.
There's lots of brain juice. Just one.
It's like, I'm a robo brain. I'm not
Lobo. 0 damage.
Okay, that's lucky. Yeah, you managed not to harm him any further. But you can't. You don't know. You don't know what's going on.
I can't even stop the leaking. I can't even stop the leaking. Does anybody have like a mop or a sponge or something?
I got a bandana. Can I stick that in his leaky hole?
I mean,
plug up one of his leaky holes.
Plug his leaky
hole. Won't be the first time someone's asked me that.
Oh my god.
And, you know, no reason to ruin a good bandana, I say. Let's just try to get out of here. Do I have any tricks up my sleeve that could help me right now?
If you're trying to get out of here, I was just waiting until the medicine was done to kind of move the scene if you're trying to.
Can everybody perform first aid like on themselves? Is that like,
yeah,
that's a thing, right? Yeah. Can yes. I try?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, is Kansas City Dick and Toto with us? I totally forgot about them until this moment.
I'm gonna do some.
For the sake of it, they're outside of Rock Candy Mountain. The door's closed, and for the sake of my sanity in the scene.
Yeah, fair enough.
I got one success.
All right, yeah, one success. See through yourself, you heal yourself for 3 HP.
Yeah, I'm
That's
not
pretty good.
I used one of my stim packs. I'm gonna try not to use any more, but.
Punchy.
Yeah.
Can you use any of the bear bits?
For, can I inspect yourself bear bits to see if I can cobble together? What kind of? Okay, so I have the smoke claw, but I don't have any smoke grenades for it. What kind of? Can I detach the claw from this bear and see about jerry rigging an actual claw onto my smoke claw?
Can I give him a luck point or an assist to help him with this?
Do you want all right. So this bear has 4 claws and 1 head.
You know, for the head. Use the skull.
That's not a bad idea. Is the head still attached? Did you blow off the head, or you just blew it?
No,
we never hit the head.
Nope.
Yeah, the torso is just there's like 2 claws that are mangled. So I would say, in the sake of this world, there are 2 claws and 1 head available. If you want to detach them, okay. All right, let me. I like this. I'm thinking about this. I would say an intelligence plus repair roll. So what I would do is, I would say, to get the head off, it would be just one success. But if you want to get the head off and fully convert it into a piece of your body, I would say 3 successes. If you want to make sure that it's secured in the best way possible and it's a permanent part of you, 5 successes. Now, you can focus on these things later. Like, you could make I'm just going to take it with me. But I am capable of giving you that you can take the head and use it.
Is he going to be like Robo Caesar's Legion with like the bear and just like an aluminum foil cape and like...
He's already got like spikes to be affixed to him, a flamethrower.
Oh, right.
Honestly, I kind of want to see.
The flamethrower is broken, right?
The flamethrower is broken. Yeah, it's like it'll need a repair of some sort.
Oh,
maybe the laser eyes on one of those deer heads might be cool. Or
I mean, I already got a built-in laser. I feel like a chompy robot bear head might be helpful. Yeah, let's see. I'm going to see if I can remove the head at least.
All right. I would recommend, and just because I love this idea, I would recommend you spend some AP on this because I will say that the bear head is an incredibly powerful weapon that you could use.
We have 6 AP and
at least. That like a death claw gauntlet.
May I use 2 AP?
You would need to use 3.
To get the 2 extra dice.
That's to get it into a... Oh, 3. Oh, to get the 2 extra dice. Okay.
Yep. And can...
1 for wait, 1 dice.
Does anybody have like good stats for an assist of ripping off this thing for him? I mean,
Not delicately.
I'm not very intelligent or repairy.
We don't know what else is coming. I just want to use 1 AP.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm high intelligence, but I haven't had a lot of luck with this, so.
Ooh, well, you should 1 AP. Assist. That's all right. Does anybody want to assist before we start this roll?
Yeah.
I would like to.
Okay. Yeah. Intelligence plus repair. You can only run a 1 dice with it. So we're gonna. If you roll 2 accidentally, we're taking your highest 1. So.
Okay. I will only roll 1.
Then. All right. I got 2 successes. Right.
Hey.
Yeah, you manage to secure the bear head onto your arm. I will add your bear head to your character sheet at a later date, but I will tell you about this bear head and what it's capable of doing. It's capable of doing a bite. It is a melee skill that you will be able to use. So that would be it would be a melee roll when you want to use that. It is a physical damage. It is piercing and stun. Those are the damage effects. And you roll 10 damage dice whenever you hit.
Oh, my God. No wonder he did so much damage to me. Youch.
That's a slew right there.
Okay. And okay, so now that I'm looking at my...
But it is faulty. It's not like... Yeah. It's like a low tier gear piece. It's not the highest, like, you know, chomp rate. It could have a little bit of lockjaw, you know what I mean?
It's old.
I see. I still have a robot repair kit. My character sheet lists 2, but I know I used 1.
You used 1. You have another one. You could also use a robot repair kit. A robot repair kit would be...
I think it's like 5 hit points, right?
I'm going to tell you, let's see, it's 4 HP, actually.
Okay. All right, 4. I'm going to go ahead and use that so I'm not on that store.
All right. You're pretty much running a bloody build now, like low HP, hard to heal back, but man, oh man, do you hit? Okay, is anybody else like doing anything with these deer, these bears, or the stage, or... whatever. I'm gonna say that pretty much robot parts, here's the thing about robot parts. Robot parts can only be used with other robots. We're not cyborging it, so we're not gonna be trying to rip eyes out of things and jury rig them like it is part for part. Do you have a robot socket that attaches to your robot arm? Yes. Now, if we start killing raiders and
give me robot sockets?
No. That's in Mutant Year Zero. In this game, you don't. But if you run into a raider and you want to take his arm off and then take your arm off and replace it with that arm, we could work something out. There could be something we could work out.
I want some antlers just to have them.
I kind of want antlers too, but we also have an extra robot rolling around that might get some use out of one of
battle these. Bots. Battle bots.
it might look cute with some antlers.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I 100% agree. 100%.
Whoever wants some antlers can have some antlers. It is a cosmetic item. It will not improve anything.
I'm gonna
it's
take
your Adam shot piece for the day.
slap a pair on Kansas City dick and.
Yeah. I think Frankie needs the antlers for right now. I think it will complete his look.
All right. With With all of the scavenging being done, a voice comes over the intercom and says,
oh,
wonderful, you've managed to kill the bear. Now I can open the doors that the bear is dead and you can come help me. And with that, these rock doors kind of open up, and you just hear like this like clanking and whirling coming from another room.
Okay. Oh. Well,
what's in the room?
Hopefully not another bear, but we should probably go check to see if it's the guy we're looking for.
So you all entered this room. This room is kind of like where all of the dead, like animatronic, like there's like a half built bear. There's like a half built deer. Like it's all of the animatronics are just kind of like stored in this little area. They're all kind of like scavenged about. But in the center of the area stands two chairs. In one chair, there is a decrepit old man in a long coat with tails. It has like a bow tie, has like a puffy shirt on. He's got a top hat, the kind of like in his lap, and with kind of the, like nice like shiny shoes. He looks like quite the performer, but on his head is kind of like almost looks like a colander, and from that colander is a line of like electrical wire that is running out and running to the other chair where there stands a metal man, pieced together to make it look like that he is kind of like a man that has a long coat with tails, shiny shoes, but every piece of that is metal in itself. It looks like a decrepit animatronic version of the man sitting across from you. Both of them are strapped in, and you notice that the like a machine is on. They are both standing there kind of looking at you. The elderly man speaks and says,
oh, thank God you're here. Thank God. Okay. I've made a terrible mistake. I'm so sorry. So I'm trying to unlock this this trick. You see, if you saw a man in half and he's laying out there on the table all like that, then he's gonna get hurt. But if you have a stand-in for you, they can stand in and do the thing, then you won't have to do it. But it's a long story. It's a complicated trick. I don't want to explain it. But you see this line that runs between us? You need to cut the line right above my head so that I can escape.
And as soon as he says that, the robot turns and looks at you. He says, the man is lying to you. I am alive. He is trying to steal my secrets from me. You must cut the rope above my head to release me from this body.
Okay.
Oh, this is like that story where like the woman said that the baby was hers, and then the other woman said, no, it was mine. And then, you know, the priestess of Adam said that she would just blow the baby up so that everybody could have the baby. And no one was really happy. So I guess the moral of the story, it really doesn't apply to this one. Sorry. I thought I was going somewhere. We really liked blowing up babies.
Yeah, that was quite the journey you took us on, Abel. Quite the journey.
Yeah, I didn't know any followers of Adam were cannibals, but I guess
we didn't eat people.
Own. Not talking about eating the baby.
No, we blew it up. No, we just
That's not.
I mean, so the story is like the whole thing was that like the real mom wouldn't want their baby to be blown up. But okay. Like, but it really wasn't a good incentive for other people that were in the Children of Adam, because they thought, oh, the baby's just going to be rewarded. And it really like it was a whole thing. So basically, it was supposed to be this thing where like you're supposed to choose between one, the other, and all that stuff. And I mean, it does it like I'm really not good at this.
Yeah, I mean, that's OK. I get the gist of where you were going with it. It was It was a great try.
I got hung up on the baby killing part.